The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Wednesday evening's action in Goran Park. A good card to look forward to there, and the feature is the listed Hurry Harriet Stakes. Seven races on the card. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm good, mate. I'm good.
Good. What do you make of Goran Park this evening?
It's a fantastic card.
Yeah?
Yeah, I really do like it, yeah. I mean, that Hurry Harriet Stakes is an absolute humdinger.
Belter, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit of a nightmare as well from a punting perspective, because there's about five or six fillies in there that have done fast times this year, and you know, Dermot Wells is very much the man who's farmed this race in recent times, and he's got two you know, really likeable types from the Morglaird Studder operation who look as though they've been laid out for the race. Supporting card looks solid as well, so yeah, we should be in some good action tonight.
Good. Let's get stuck into it then. The first race is the 5:30, and we start the card with the Irish Stallion Farms European Breeders' Fund Maiden over seven furlongs, and Hunt is the market leader this morning at 11-8. 5-2 for Rule the Waves. Sprite is 9-2. It's 8-1 for Continence. Villeman is 10s, 14s for Magno Clamore, and then 20s or bigger prices the rest. So Hunt and Rule the Waves and Sprite, I suppose, probably have the best form going into this. A few unraced ones as well, Andy. How do you see the opener going?
Yeah, nice little owner here. I'm looking forward to this race. Looking forward to seeing Hunt for the second time. He was the one that caught the eye in that maiden at Leopardstown in the middle of July, when he was noted doing some really good late work and causing favourite backers one or two heart palpitations late on. It was the race that was won by Dermot Wells initial. But Johnny Murta's Charge is the one that sort of went into everyone's notebook, really, as the horse to take out of the race. He probably would have won with another stride or two, suggesting that, you know, he's a nice horse for the future. And stepping up in trip should play into his strength as well. He's certainly bred to get further, and the way he ran that day at Leopardstown, that six furlong trip was just too short for him. You know, that conditioning that he's gained from that race should be, you know, seen as a massive positive around this track today. He's very much the one to beat. He's been priced up accordingly, and I think he's the most likely win. I think he'll beat Roll the Waves quite comfortably here tonight. I don't really fancy O'Brien's Charge. I think the danger to them could well turn out to be Sprite, who's a valid to back at a much more juicier 9-2. And I suggest we probably back Dermot Wells Charge each way here. I'm not suggesting for 1 minute that, you know, we stick a fork in Hunt. I just think Sprite's the each way safety net bet. He made a nice debut at Listowel, first time up in June. And he went to the Galway Festival very strongly fancied, like a lot of Dermot Wells horses are in maidens. And although he got beaten in third, time I'll tell that wasn't a bad performance, actually. Then it looked at face value at the time, because they went a Herculean gallop that day. Prologue and Horse of Aiden O'Brien's was also strongly fancied in that race. Really did cut each of the throats, and it looked as though Sprite was just going to pick him off, sitting in behind the pace in the first time blinkers. And he turned into the home straight thinking, right, he's going to go by this slot. But that really strong pace just took its toll on the latter stages, and he didn't quite get home up the hill on soft ground. He's dropping back down to seven furlongs tonight. And I think that could play into the strengths of this gelding by Invincible Spirit. He's got a good cruising speed, like I say. He's had that conditioning and grounding of a strongly run race last time out. It's hard to see Sprite not being in the frame. He's got a low draw. He's got the experience. And it's today and it's tonight, certainly when Dermot Wells does well. So Sprite each way, 9-2 William Hill. Looks a fantastic start to the card.
OK. Nice each-way selection then to start the day in the 5:30. The 6 o'clock is the next race, and this is a nursery over seven furlongs, so it's the two-year-olds in action here, and Sawana Bell is the 9-4 favourite this morning. 3-1 for the Ice Meister. Toscanelli is 9-2. 11-2 for Sword Fight. Redhead Mary is 9-1, and then 14s or bigger prices the rest. Sawana Bell was unlucky in running when rattling home and finishing second last time, and I know it's not always the best thing to back unlucky horses, but do you see compensation in the offering here?
Possibly, yeah. She's got one or two positives and quite a few negatives. The positive is that she's fairly consistent, and she does come here off the back of a good run last time at the Curragh. Also, she's drawn well in stall one. The negatives are that she's been priced up accordingly at 9-4, and she's racing on ground that might just stretch her stamina a little bit. She's a filly by acclimation. Up to now, she's raced over five and six furlongs, and this is quite, you know, a stiff seven, that last two furlongs here at Garen does take some getting. So, while, you know, I think it wouldn't surprise me, it'd be the shock of the century if she won, I desperately don't want to back her at 9-4. Likewise, the Ice Meister is a horse I tipped last time at Killarney and found him really disappointing. Maybe the ground might have been a bit too quick for him, who knows, at Killarney, but I'm just not totally 100% convinced by him. Toscanelli's another one that didn't really do a lot for me last time at Galway in a very slowly run race. In the blinkers, that didn't seem to work. So the front three in the market here, for me, are all worth opposing. And I do think this race is really top-heavy with those three. So we've got some value to be had down the line. I think Swordfighter run well. Certainly won't put you off this individual. He caught the eye last time at Curragh, and his third run for a handicap mark back in June. And he finished a knock-knocked about six behind Tommy Stacks Accepted, who's gone on to win a listed race subsequently. Cape Clear Islands won the second, and also Fit for the Job won at the Galway Festival as well. That was a good maiden down in the Curragh. And he's certainly bred to get further. He's by Master Craftsman. And most of those Salves offspring definitely want a bit of give in the ground. 6-1 this morning. He doesn't look a bad shout. And also Redhead Mary as well is another one that you should put on your shortlist. A good 50 of the day in a race that was won by Parish Boy. Order of St. George, who was second that day, was strongly fancied. That was a really good maiden. This horse came home strongly off the pace as well. First time cheek pieces for Paul Deegan's Charge off a mark of 70. I could also see Redhead Mary running much better than the odds suggest. So a couple against the field there. I do think the front three in the market are all vulnerable. Sword Fight, definitely want to keep on the right side of. Third run, had the three runs, now handicapped. And also Red-Haired Mary, similar credentials. Both of those two look as though they've been safe in nurseries.
OK, moving on to the third race next, the 6:30, and this is the feature race of the evening. It's the Hurry Harriet Stakes, which is a listed race over the extended mile and one furlong, and as Andy's already alluded to earlier on in the piece, there's at least five or six of these you could state a very strong case for. La Hinch Classics heads the betting at 9-4. It's 4-1 for Carla Bianca, 5-1 for I'm Yours, 8 for We'll Go Walking. Shell House is also 8-1, 12-1 for Alive Alive Or and Cosmic Cannon Ball, and then 16-1 or bigger prices. The rest, plenty in here with chance, Andy. Who do you like?
I like a lot. I like too many, really, Mark, to be honest, to make a really dogmatic view, or have a dogmatic view. I think La Hinch Classic's a wonderfully consistent and likeable animal. I backed her last time out of the Curragh and still can't believe she got beat. She got nutted right on the line by Mango Diva in a strongly run race. Her times are really good. That run beyond volume has stood up really well. Obviously, volume's run well in two classics, and several in behind the pack of all showing that form is really good. She's good at a mile and a quarter. She got good cruising speed. Ground, slight issue, you could argue. Up to now, David Watchman's filly's been best on better ground and yielding ground tonight at Garen with showers to come could be a slight convenience, I suppose. You've got the two Dermot Weld horses, Carla Bianca and I'm Yours. Interestingly, that Pat Smullins decided to stay loyal to Carla Bianca. Whether that works out, I'm not so sure, because I think the ground is very much the key to I'm Yours. The two times that she's won, one of them, of course, over course and distance when beating We'll Go Walking, was on soft ground. Yep, Carla Bianca's form's best on a firm surface. So I'm not sure why Pat Smullen's gone for Carla Bianca. Obviously, he probably thinks that she's the better filly of the two, but, you know, the bookmakers are also slightly bemused by that choice as well, because some firms have got I'm Yours shorter as well in the betting. We'll Go Walking's got a tremendous record here. She's yet to be out the first two in three starts. She won a maiden here, then she's finished second twice, one of them behind. Of course, I'm Yours early on in the season. And she ran well last time out at Haydock. You've got Shell House, who comes off the back of a good run last time out at Cork in a very fast time. She just didn't quite get the trip that day, over a mile and a half, up to a mile and a quarter. She looked the most likely winner. So the shortlist is ever-ending here. I mean, like I say, you can make a case out for four or five, and that's not including one or two of the outsiders that will probably run better than their odds suggest. So it's going to be about prices here, Mark, rather than actually, OK, right, I think Lynch Classics will win. I'm going to suggest we back the two bigger prices of the five I covered. We'll Go Walking because of her track form. I think she's going to go well. She'll go from the front, and there's a good chance that she'll hang on. And Shell House also comes off of the back of a good race last time out in the figures, and he's available back at 9-1. So just literally a prize play here on the two largest prices. We'll Go Walking and Shell House.
OK, We'll Go Walking and Shell House, a couple against the field then in the Hurry Harriet Stakes. On to the 7 o'clock next, and this is the McHenry Cup Handicap, which is over a mile and a half for three-year-olds and Older. We have 8 of them in the lineup here, and it's quite open as well. This one, Timian is the 100-30 favourite. 4-1 for Primogeniture. It's 9-2 for Stockton's Wing. 5-1 for Alpinist. Eberdani's 7s, 9s for Egyptian Warrior, and then 10-1 are bigger prices for the other two runners. Who do you like in the 7 o'clock, Andy?
Yeah, this is another nasty one here. A field of improving three-year-olds taking on one or two older horses, some in and out of form. Timian, obviously, was a huge improver last time out in the first-time visor, but the handicapper has missed this gelding. He's put it up from winning off a mark of 77 to 93. £16 he slapped on the back of this horse. Now, I'm not a real weights and measures man, but any fool can tell you that this is going to be a much stiffer task than what it was the other day in Galway. And, of course, the visors have got to work for the second time. So whether you want to take 3-1 about that horse is obviously open to personal choice. I backed Stockton Wings and Napped it the other day, and very much in keeping with my Naps of late. Didn't get the best of luck in that race down in Leopardstown. Basically, it was a crawl at absolute slowly run dawdle, which Stockton's Wings didn't want. If he gets a stronger run race, I do think Charles O'Brien's 5-year-old can run a lot better. I'm going to go with Eberdani here, though. I do think this horse is a fair enough each-way bet to get involved with this very consistent horse. He finally got off the mark at the 11th time of asking last time out down in Killarney, when he was a little bit more prominently ridden than he had been of late. Prior to that, he'd been running really well in Good Maidens at the Curragh and Roscommon in fast times. And it was just a matter of time before Mickey Halford's 4-year-old got off the mark. Got off the mark he did. And I think that confidence that he's gained from winning that race down at the festival might just boost his sort of ego a little bit, and perhaps make sure that he's a little bit more switched on. He does stay well, he tries hard, and the long and short of it, that at 7-1, as you can see by his form figures, he's more than likely going to hit the frame than not. So I just think, again, another race where it's set up for a nice bit of each-way thievery, and Eberdani fits the bill.
Okay, Eberdani then in the 7 o'clock. The 7:30 is where we go next, and this is the handicap over a mile and 1 furlong. And the betting for this looks like this, gone viral, is 7-4 this morning. 7-2 for Spring Focus. Mulita is 5-1. 13-2 for Balmont Bell. Nancy Rose is 8. And then it's 12-1, our bigger price is the rest. We'll start here with Gone Viral, if we may, Andy. Turned out quickly 3 days after a good effort at the Curragh. Unlucky on that occasion as well. Another unlucky runner-up from a couple of days ago. What would you make of a favourite?
Yeah, I think he's sure to go well, as his market price suggests. He's been chalked up at 7-4 with William Hill. I think he's a worthy favourite. I wouldn't say he was massively unlucky at the Curragh the other day. It was rather the way the race developed more than anything else. It was a good, real, strong tactical ride by Chrissy Haynes on No Dominion, who nicked it really from the front on Andrew Oliver's charge. What he did was basically come up the stand side rail and exploited the virgin fast ground on a day where obviously the rain was very much in the ascendancy, and one or two of the jocks got caught out. Not only Rory Cleary on Gone Viral, but plenty of others were kind of like left dawdling, and they didn't really get on with it. And unfortunately, Gone Viral was one of the ones that flashed home, but was chasing the winner in vain. I think the step up in triple suit this horse as well. Previously to that, he'd run well at Killarney over a mile and half a furlong. And the good thing, another plus point about this horse as well, he's won here at this track when he stayed in very strongly in the hands of Pat's Mullin back in April. He obviously likes soft ground. His three best runs this season have all come on a soft surface. He goes back to a track where he's won well before. He's got a good draw as well with Pat's Mullin on board. So he ticks a lot of boxes. He's definitely the number one choice. But also suggest you have a little bit of a saver here on one at much bigger odds, and that's Nancy Rose, who also ran in the Curragh on Sunday. Now, she was coming off the back of a break. She hadn't run since May, and I thought she'd run quite well at the Curragh, but she got outpaced over 7 furlongs, clearly a trip which is a bit shorter than she would like nowadays. But prior to that, that Ballinrobe, she'd won over tonight's trip when she was a bit more tactically astute and a bit more forcefully ridden by Gary Carroll. I think this mile and a quarter trip and ground will definitely play into her strengths tonight, and she's been priced up at 8-1, 10-1 this morning. So I think Nancy Rose will certainly run better than her odds imply, but Gone Viral is very much the one to beat.
Okay. The penultimate race this evening is the 8 o'clock, and this is an apprentice handicap over the extended mile and 1 furlong. And open in the betting, it's 4-1 the field this morning. The home ruler heads the market. Rock and Rover is 11-2, 6-1 for Peggy's Leg, and Havelock Ellis. 7-1 for Zelos Dream. Trans City is 8-1, and then 10-1 and double figure prices for the others. Not the easiest task to work to solve this one, Andy. Who do you like in the 8 o'clock?
Yeah, it is a tricky one, but I'm going to go with my speed figures, and my speed figures suggest that the race that was won by Aussie Guest the other day down in Cork was a that of a, you know, of a very high standard for the grade. Ozzy Guest was only a second behind, amazingly, than Ed Elmira, who won the Group 3 Give Thanks Stakes for fillies, beating the likes of Dark Crusader and Shell House, of course, who runs early on in the card in the listed race. So that was quite an amazing effort by Eugene O'Sullivan's charge. And considering that horse was only rated 52, it suggests that those in and around Ozzy Guest need to be upgraded. And that brings me nicely onto Rock and Rover from the non-Mead camp, who, of course, was third in that race. And actually looked as though he was going to win going down to the furlong pole, but just didn't quite get home in that strongly run race, having forced the issue and made it such a good race on the speed figures. This horse paid for those exertions late on. But dropping back in trip to a mile and a quarter can be afforded to be aggressively ridden again, knowing that at least it stays a mile three quite strongly. Tom Madden's on board as well tonight, which has got to be a massive bonus in a race of where obviously apprentices come to the fore. Tom's obviously one of the most naturally gifted of the apprentices over in Ireland. And hopefully he'll get the tactics right on Rock and Rover. He'll probably be up with the speed from the start. You know, that speed figure that he did the other day down in Cork, if he runs anywhere near that level, that 11-2 with William Hill, the best price in the village, looks a bit of a gift from where I'm sitting anyway.
Okay, and on to the final race this evening, the 8:30. We finish with an Irish Stallion Farms EBF Fillies Maiden over the extended mile and one furlong. And Sierra Sun is the 4-5 favourite this morning. 9-4 for Chicago Girl. Dilawa is 7-2, 10-1 for Ceylon, and then 22-1 and bigger prices for the other runners. Sierra Sun, Andy, as soon as the penny dropped on her debut, she rattled home to finish second, only just going down as well on that occasion. With normal improvement from that, do you say she's the one to beat here?
Yeah, definitely. She looks probably the safest bet on the card, really. She's going to be a shade of odds on around about 4-5, 10-11. But for those that you know, like backing these kind of horses, and I certainly wouldn't stand in your way, she's got two fairly disappointing horses to beat, and she's already beaten one of them as well. And that was on debut, of course, as you mentioned, when she was second behind the very useful horse of David Watchman's called Circling. But I think she was probably the best filly in that race. It was just the lack of experience and knowledge, really, which failed, you know, which meant she failed to get in head in front on debut. She certainly flashed through the line, as you said, in very eye-catching fashion, having been about five lengths behind with a furlong to run. But she charged through the line that day to suggest that she was a winner waiting to happen in an ordinary maiden. I actually thought she would have gone to the Galway Festival a couple of weeks ago. Dermot likes to run horses like that, but perhaps the ground was a bit too quick for this filly, and he's waiting for a bit of cut in the ground. He's got that ground tonight. And this track should really suit this horse, you know, a strong, a long straight, 3.5 furlongs, uphill for the last two furlongs. It's going to allow Sierra Sun to get in a top stride, and you know, her form and her speed figure and the way she ran on debut suggests that you know, this should be a formality for her. Chicago Girl looks the danger, certainly on the ratings, but she hasn't really been running as well as her ratings suggest. She's one of these like horses that's been running and listed in group races and still hasn't won a race. Probably one of the highest rated horses in training, but a run the other day at Nace, albeit in a strongly run and fast time, certainly didn't suggest that she's a, you know, a horse you want to be backing at a fairly short price. So Sierra Sun, with just that normal improvement, should take the last race.
Okay, good stuff. Let's just have a quick summary, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, really competitive and likeable card tonight, Garen. Hopefully starting the right direction with Sprite, particularly from an each-way perspective in the first. That 9-2 looks a bet for nothing. In the 6 o'clock, a couple against the field there. Both of them have had their three runs for handicap marks, and they could be quite well treated. Sword Fight and Red-Haired Mary are the two in question. 6:30, two against the field there, just particularly because they're priced up in a nice fashion. We'll Go Walking and Shell House are valued back at 7 or 8 to 1 respectively. In the 7 o'clock, I'm going to go with Ebadani each way. He's a fairly consistent horse. I'm sure he'll go well. Gone Viral, very much the one to beat in the 7:30. But for those who like to play at bigger odds, maybe Nancy Rose. In the 8 o'clock, again, another tough race, but that Rock on Rover ran such a good race in a strongly run contest down in Cork the other day. He's surely got to go well. And probably the best and safest bet on the card is Sierra Sun in the last.
OK, good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck with your selections and enjoy the action in Goran this evening.
Will do. Thanks, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.